Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara at the start of Daf Ayin Zayin is the middle of the sugya that started already in Daf Ayin Vav and Beis. The discussion is someone who is a suffik of his mitzayir or not. He has a suffik. So how does he get himself to her? How would he bring his karbanis? If he's not a mitzvah, then he's not allowed to bring karbanis. It's chulun ba'azara. And if he is a mitzvah, he needs karbanis. So the Gemara had said that he brings the asham, and he says that if I'm a mitzvah, it should be an asham. If I'm not a mitzvah, it should be a shlamim. That we discussed in the previous year. And then the Gemara starts talking about the leg shemen. A mitzvah also has to bring a leg of shemen. And what you do with the shemen is you make 7 azois, and then you put the shemen on the behinus, on the ear, and on the finger, and on the thumb, on the toe, I mean. So the shail is, how does he bring the leg shemen? He doesn't know if he's a mitzayah. And if he's not a mitzayah, it's a problem of bringing chulim bazar. So before we start the shakl of atari of the Gemara, I just want to discuss a little bit what the Rishonim say about the issa of bringing chulim into the azar. Tais is here, and in many other places, in Temura, Chav Gimel Mebeiz, in Psachim Samach Vav Mebeiz, in Bava Basra Pealaf Mebeiz, in Menachas Peim Mebeiz, in Chulin Kuflamana Mebeiz, a lot of different places. But Taisa says, as you say, that there's no issa stamp to bring Chulin into the Azar. The issa is when you're doing some sort of an Avodah. So the Gemara mentions the issa of bringing Chulin to the Azar several times in Shas. In Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed, the Gemara discusses how do you know that you don't make a tnufa on the mountain of Skuna, on the Zerah L'chaim V'keva. And the Gemara says, because what will you do? To make a tnufa out of the Azara, it's a problem. Tnufa has to always be Lefnei Hashem. To make a tnufa in the Azara is a problem of bringing Chulin Ba'azara. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Pe'alaf, talks about if something is a suffik, if it's Chayiv and Bikurim or not, the problem is, how do you bring the Bikurim? How do you bring the Bikurim into the Azara? It's a problem bringing Chulim Ba'azara. The Gemara in Menachas, Pe'im Ebeis, talks about if a Taida and a Tumuris Taida got mixed up, and the Shaila is, you don't know if you're bringing the, if you bring the Taida, the Tumuris Taida. And the problem is that a Taida needs Chalas, and a Tumuris Taida does not need Chalas. So what are you gonna do? If you have a Suffolk, if it's a Taida or a Tumuris Taida, if you bring the Chalas, if it's really a Tumuris Taida, it's a problem of Chulim Ba'azara. And here by the Lake Shemen, we have a suffik if he's a mitzvah. You can't bring the leg shemen if you're not makdish it. It's a problem of chulam azar. So these gemaras, the gemara by suffik bikurim, the gemara by matnas kuna, Israel l'chaim v'keva, the gemara by the lachme teida, if it's a suffik, if it's a teida or a tumuris teida. The nag gemara by leg shemen is mavur. There's an issa to bring chulin into the azar. Now we know there's an issa of chulin to be shechted in the Azara. That's in several places in Shas, where there's a din of chulin sheneshchat the Azara. Pashas is asa banami deraisa. It's a machloek istanom of chulin sheneshchat the Azara is deraisa or not. And there is a shaila, because Rashi in Psachim Dafchav Beis says that even if you're chulin sheneshchat the Azara live deraisa, it means it's not asa banami deraisa. But avad it's asa mi deraisa. But the Gemara in Nazid Aflamid is mashmet that no issa deraisa b'chlal t'shech chulin nazar l'man diyom m'chulin sh'nishchat b'azar lav deraisa. But that's talking about shechita, and there the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It says, k'yirchak m'chah makam v'zavachta, v'richuk makam at the zavach, v'yat the zavach b'kiriv makam. That's shechita. But these Gemaras that we mention, come the Gemaras which mention an issa even without shechita, of bringing a safik bikurim, a safik chalas, a safik leik shem mishal mitzayra, and Isser bringing Chulin into the Azara. The Rishonim asks, it's Mavur and Kama Gemara, is he allowed to bring Chulin into the Azara? For instance, the Gemara here, on Daf Ayin Vavim and Aleph, it says, Kulim v'sha and kain l'shanis ma'achilas and l'chatzli and shugim v'sha and v'las l'sech and tavli Chulin v'tavli Truma. So you're allowed to bring in spices that are Chulin, the spice of the Karbonis. And the Gemara on Daf, in Menachas, Daf Chaf Aleph says, that the Kanim used to eat Chulin or Truma, in order that the kachim should be nechal ala seva. If they're hungry, you don't eat kachim when you're hungry, kachim ala seva, in order to get full. So they would eat chulin or chuma in order to eat the kachim ala seiva. So it's mefurish there that you're allowed to bring chulin into the azara. Also, they bring the Gemara and Pesachim, that Sam Machalaf and Beis, that Hillel would make sure no one ever would do me'ila on his carbon. He would not be makdish the carbon. He'd bring the carbon into the azara when it's chulin, and then be makdish it. So you see clearly, he brought the behemoth chulin into the azara, and then was makdish it. So you see, allowed to bring chulin into the azara. So how do you answer the steer in the Gemara? The common Gemara says, say, you're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. And the common Gemara say, oh, let it bring chulin into the azara. The Gemara of Tavlin, it says chulin, and the Gemara of Menachas Tavchav used to eat chulin, uruti to catch him ala seva, and Hill that would bring his behemoth chulin by azara, be makdish in the azara. So Taisus in many places, like we said, says, a yisayid, that there's no issa to bring chulin into the azara. The issa is only when you're doing some sort of an avaida. Whether it's tufa like bikurim, whether you bring it together with a carbon like by the lachmei teida, like by the lake shemin, where you're doing zrikis with it and doing matanais. The Gemara in Chulin, the Afkof Lamed, the tzad that matanis kunu would need tenufa, so you're doing a tenufa with it. That's the issa of chulin b'azara. But stam to bring in chulin b'azara, there's no issa. And a lot of Mishayim also say, like Taisus, the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Ran in Chulin, and in Baba Basra that we mentioned. They say, well, you know, I can't bring a sandwich into the azara. Of course you can bring a sandwich into the azara. And they bring a bigger ayah. They say, you see, you can wear clothes. The clothes are chulin. You see, you can walk into the azara. You're not kachim. Taisus said, you ought to have things that aren't kaidish in the azara. The problem is when you're being makriv of the chulin, you're doing some sort of akrava on the chulin. That's the problem. That's the story of Taisus and Kamari Shainim. But Maisa, the Rambam, it's kamat mefurish, not the way. The Rambam is in Hilchas Shchita. In Perek Sheni, the beginning, he brings that chulin is also lishkut ba'azara, bein behemah, bein chayah, bein oif. And he brings the pasuk, yirchum chal makam b'zavachta, berichuk makam at b'zavach, v'nat b'kiriv makam. And then the Rambam goes on and says, v'loi behemah v'chayah b'lvad, el kol ha'chulin asa l'achnisa la'azara. Can't bring any chulin into the azara, afilu basa shkuta ha'peiris u'pas. Emav v'chnisa mutar b'achila k'shehayu. And if you did, it's mutar b'achila. So Shaykh Chulim Ba'azara makes it Asr, Asr Ba'na, but bring into Chulim, it's also Asr to bring Chulim into the Azara, but it doesn't make it Asr Ba'achila, and he says it's Asr Mishum Pi Kabbalah. So the Mashmais and the Rambam is pretty clear, even if you're not doing any Avodah. The Rashba is bothered, and then he says that maybe the Rambam just means Basar Shkuta, meaning only the Basar of an animal which can be brought as a carbon. And peiris is only the peiris that can be brought as bikurim. And pas, only pas kitim, which can be brought as a carbon. I guess he's bothered by his kasha, so how do you bring in clothing? How do you bring in anything? It doesn't sound like there's any limitations what you could bring into the azara. He says it's a daichik in the Rambam. But the kasha is, so what do you do with the Gemara that says that you could bring in spices of chulin, you could bring in chulin to eat? And Hillel brought in the animal that was schooling and was makdashit in the Azara. So the Mishnah Melech says that the Rambam holds the Issa is only Nisa Derabanan. He calls it Nisa Midivre Kabbalah, because it means Nisa Derabanan. And the Derabanan weren't gazing when it was for the Tzayrich of Kachim, like you're spicing up the Kachim, you're eating the Chulin Kadeh, the Kachim should be Nechal Ala Seva, or you bring the Behemah Chulin in order to bring it as a carbon. Whenever it's a Tzayrich of carbon, they weren't gazing. Which is a little bit schwer, because here also, it's a shtickle, it's a big tzayrich, because you have to bring a carbon, tikkunei gavra, like the Gemara says. And still the Gemara was bothered that it's chulin b'azara, unless because the Gemara had an eitzah. If you have an eitzah, it's a mela, you do the eitzah. The Rambam of Basra doesn't say klotz derabbanan. He just says that the Rambam holds its aser, and these kashas will answer to tzayrich the carbon. Maybe he holds a steraisa that way. And the issa to bring a chulin b'azara is when you, if only if you're not doing a letzarech a carbon. And the male, if you have a suffix if it's a carbon or not, it's also not called letzarech a carbon, because on the tzad that you're not mechuyev a carbon, it's not a carbon mechlal. Maybe it means the svarna deraisa level that letzarech carbon, that's not an issa of chulin b'azara. And that would explain a little bit better why by a suffix it would be aser. Because that's not called the tzarech, it says it's a suffix. On the tzad, that's not a carbon, it's not a tzarech b'chalal. I'm not sure. The Ran is not clear one way or the other. He doesn't say it's Darabanan. He just says that the Isser is only when it's not Letzayach Karban. Maybe it means that on a Daraisa Dika level. Vesach Mishud Mishnah Lamelech, I finarin. Hilchashkita Perik Beis Alacha Gimel. He says that because it's Darabanan, they weren't Geisel when it wasn't Letzayach Karban. And now let's see, I'll say Dera Gemara, the Shaklavatari of the Gemara, about what to do with the Shemen. The Gemara asks, what should you do with the Shemen? By a suffix mitzvah, how are you going to bring the shemen? So the Gemara says, he'll say that if in case he's not a mitzvah, the lug will be a nedava. So the Gemara says, you can make a nedava of shemen, like Rashi brings from the Gemara later, of Tzadik Aleph, misnavin shemef ne'atzim, but you need to be kaimitzit. You're going to have to do a kmitza on the shemen. That's the Gemara later, that when a person goes in his misnadiv shemen, he brings a carbon of shemen, it's like a mincha. And it needs kmitza like a mincha. So the Gemara says, the mekametzlei, so you do kmitza, not a problem. So the Gemara asks, well, maybe he is a mitzayer and you have to do matan sheva. So the Gemara says, do matan sheva. So you'll do two things with the shemen. First of all, you'll do kmitza with it. And second of all, you'll do matan sheva with it. So the Gemara asks, if you already did kmitza with it, how are you going to do matan sheva v'chosle? You need a full lug. And the kmitza is making it missing. So the Gemara says, the maisi purtu malile. You add a little bit of oil after the kmitza. Like the Mishnah says, chaser lug achal yatzak yimalenu. That in case the lug gets missing before the yitzika, you can fill it up. So the Gemara says, this is what the Gemara says to say that to do. You bring the lug and you masna. If he's a mitzayr, it should be the lug of mitzayr. If not, it should be in a dava. Then you do kmitza. And then you fill it up. And then you do the azayis. So I got the Mikdash David in Simon Yad Aleph in the Sefer Mikdash David. He says, here's a raya from this Gemara, that when you do the kmitza on the shemen, you don't have to solidify the shemen before you do the kmitza. You can do kmitza on liquid oil. He also brings a raya from a Taisus. Taisus in Menachos Ayin Dalan Medei says that there's no way you can do kmitza on wine. If someone's misnad of wine, you don't do kmitza. There's no way you can do kmitza on wine. If the pshat is you're solidifying it, you could solidify wine also. There's a Gemara in Sukkot Daf Yud Beis that maybe we're talking about solid wine. You could make wine into solid. Elamai, that's not what you do. So now Teis Mechalik, that wine is a complete liquid, so you can't do kmitz on it. It won't stay in your hand. But Shemen is not so liquidy, and you're able to do kmitz. It brings there, the Rabbeinu Gershom, there says that you do the kmitz through solidifying it, yikfenu. But he says, that it is liquid, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to do the azais, and still you could do the kmitza. So that's what you do. You take the oil, you first do a kmitza, then you refill the oil, whatever's missing from the kmitza, and then you do the azais. We're going to discuss later in the shir, why not do the opposite? Why not first do the azais, then refill it, and then do the kmitza? Now she asks his kasha later. But the Gemara the Vaila says the other way. First do the kmitza, then refill it, and then do the hazayis. So the Gemara asks, well, what about being makta the kaimitz? The Gemara says, no problem. You makta the kaimitz. You do the kmitza, you refill the oil, and you do the hazayis, and you makta the kaimitz. So the Gemara says, but when are you going to be makta the kaimitz? If you first do the hazayis, and then do akhtaris the kaimitz, so the problem is that azayis are going to ruin the oil. Once you mazid them, the oil is going to fall on the ground and get ruined. So that will be shirayim shechashu ben kmitza laktara. If let's say you have a mincha and you do a kmitza, and before you get a chance of doing the aktara, the mincha becomes chasid, some of it gets destroyed. So the halach is the mincha becomes pasul, you can't be makta the kaimitz. So if you're going to do the kmitza, and then do the matna sheva, and then do the aktaris akaimitz, that will be a pasul mincha. Because by the time you did the aktaris akaimitz, you already did the azayis, and that made a chsar in the shrayim shechasim and kmitza laktara. Elamai, you'll do the aktara before the matna sheva. You do a kmitza, and then aktara, and then you fill it up and do a matna sheva. So the Gemara says they have a problem. So here we have a machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what the Gemara's kasha was. Rashi learns that when you do the Taras HaKaimitz, that's going to make that now the mincha is going to be called Shirayim, and there's going to be an Isser on Shirayim to do any Akhtara. So the Hazoya Sheva, that's called Akhtara. We'll learn that from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki chal sar v'chol devash tzaktir mimenu isha l'Hashem. Pasuk, the Pasuk's telling you, Azar, that you can't be makter sar and devash in the Mizbech. But since it says mimenu, the Gemara dash is called shem mimenu l'isha m'reya b'bal tektiru. So Rashi learns, here's the problem. If you're going to do the Akhtar HaKaimetz after the Azar Sheva, that's okay. Because when you did the Azar Sheva before, it was mimenu l'ishim. So there's no problem doing the Azar Sheva. But the problem is you passed the mincha. You made a chsar and you made a shrayim shechoshim and kmitza l'akhtar. Elam, are you going to do the kmitza first and then the Azar Sheva? Once you did the kmitza, it's chal on the oil l'shem shirayim. And you can't do a matna sheva with it. Because it was mimenu l'ishim, and the matna sheva has a din of akhtara. Rashi says, Hanach hazoi is a mokam akhtara kaimi. It's a mokam akhtara, din of akhtara. So the Gemara answers, the masakul l'shem eitzim, which is not the exact correct lashon for here, because you're not actually doing akhtara, but the Rashi says it means kiilu, just using that lashon, but it means you're doing it l'shem mayim. In other words, you're not doing it b'teris akhtara. This is only when you do b'teris akhtara. Now you make it tonight. If it's really Shemim Mitzarib, so then there was no Din Akhtar in the Kaimitz. I mean, you put it on the Mizbeh, but it doesn't have a Teres Akhtarah. So mainly you're allowed to do the Azayis of the Mitzarib. Elamai was a Milchus Nadava. So then you're not doing the Azayis L'Shem Azah, you're doing the Azayis L'Shem Mayim, and therefore, it goes like Rabbi Lezer that says, L'Reich Nechayich HaTamalav HaTamal L'Shem Eitzim. That's how Rashi learns in Gemara. And Taisus is bothered. Taisus says that there's no Isser. The Isser is Bal Taktiru. There's no Isser of Hazah. And Taisus brings Rayas. You see from Dam that there's no Din, that you can't be Zerik the Dam once you're ready Zerik Dam. So Taisus argues, Taisus holds that the Gemara's Kasha wasn't that the Hazahis are also because Yimenu Leisha means the Hazah is Blaibak Tar. The Gemara's Kasha was Fakert. The Akhtar's Kaimitz is Aser. The Akhtar's Kaimitz is Aser, but since the Shaman is a Lugshal Mitzvah, you can't be Makta the Kaimitz. Now, according to Taisus, it's not so Meduyik that the Gemara says that when you Makta the Kaimitz, if it's after the Matna Sheva, so then Shraim Shechosim and Kmitz and Akhtar, and you can't be Makta the Kaimitz. Elamites before, so then you have a problem in Menel Ishim. According to Taisus, the problem in Menel Ishim is either way, Fakert. Since you're being macked, the problem is when you're being macked to the kaimitz, so fakert, the kaimitz should be more of a problem if you're macked to the kaimitz after the matana sheva. So Taisa says, enechinami. What the Gemara meant to say was, you're macked to the kaimitz before you do that, if macked to the kaimitz, I mean after you do the azor, that zikha has a problem. That has a problem that the shrayim achasum and kmitzu laktara. Elamai will take care of the problem of Shraim Shechosim and Kmitzu Laktara by being makt to the Kaimitz before the Azah, but you still have a problem. You can't be makt to the Kaimitz even before the Azah because you have a problem of Imenu Leishim. But that problem of Imenu Leishim would of course apply even if you're makt to the Kaimitz after the Azah. It's just you'll have another problem. You'll have a problem of Shraim Shechosim and Kmitzu Laktara also, which you wouldn't have an answer of L'Shem Eitzim. But Taisish tells Sue, the Gemara Menachas Dafnan Ches Machlokes Reb Lezer Reb Akiva. Because according to Taisus, this Gemara can only go like Rabbi Akiva. Because the Gemara there says, Reb Lezer Darshan's Koshim and Menu Leishim Reb Baal Tektiru. Anything which part of it was burnt on the Mizbech, it's the Shirayim of something that was burnt on the Mizbech, you're not allowed to burn it on the Mizbech, you have a lot of the rice of burning it on the Mizbech. Like Basar of Kachim, or Shiori Mincho, or Lechem Apanim, all these things. The basa kachim, the emer were burnt on the mizbeach. Shrayim mincha, the kaimitz were burnt on the mizbeach. Lechem apanim, the bezichim were burnt on the mizbeach. All these things were burnt on the mizbeach. So mele, if you go and you bring the basa kachim or the shrayim mincha, the lechem apanim, burn it on the mizbeach, it's alive the rice of like this year. That's according to everyone. Rabbi Kiva says kol sheshmei carbon. Anything which is a carbon doesn't have to be mimenu leishim to have an iser of leisak tiru. And the Gemara says what's an afkamina? The Gemara says an afkamina is, you have a chata sa'if. A chata sa'if is a carbon, But nothing of the chata seif is burnt on the mizbeach. Ein le mizbeach el adama. You have a chata seif. What do you do with the chata seif? You zayrik the dam, you mazit the dam from the tzaver onto the mizbeach. And then you eat the whole thing. Nothing gets burnt on the mizbeach. So let's say someone takes a chata seif and burns it on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's not mimenu liishim. So he's not over any laf. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's shmai carbon, it is a carbon, so mainly he's over a laf. And the Gemara says another nafgamina, like shem and shel metzera. A like shem and shel metzera is another example of something which is a carbon, but it doesn't have any haktar on the mizbech. What do you do with the like shem and shel metzera? You mazit shev upamim, you put it on the behinis, you don't put anything on the mizbech. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no lav to be makter on the mizbech, because it's not mimenu liishim. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it is shmai carbon. It's shmai carbon. So mainly you're not allowed to be makter on the mizbech, have this lav deraisa. So Tosfos says, "Ag Gemara is going like Rabbi Akiva." Even though the Gemara's teretz was that we're going like Rabbi Elazar, that's in another machlokes. That's in the din of atamal l'shem etzim. There we have to zetzanayin like Rabbi Elazar. We don't have a choice. But the Gemara didn't want a Zetzanayin like Rabbi Elazar in this Machlekes. The Gemara's kasha was, how could you be makta the kaimitz, a lake shem and shemetzer according to Bekiva, even though it's not really mimenu li'ishim, the Gemara brought mimenu li'ishim lav dafka, but it is shmei karbin, and you're not letting makta anything which is shmei karbin. So that Isser Akhtara, like we're saying, is, the Gemara says, that it applies even before the Azayis. That's how Taisa is learning the Gemara. Because it's Shmei Karbin before. Now, as a coin to Rabbi Elazar, Tosfos is maskim, you have to first do Mimenu Leishim, and then there'll be a lav. Otherwise, there's no lav of Leisek Tiru. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that's Shmei Karbin, so even before you did any Avaidu with it, it's Shmei Karbin, and Mimela, you're not allowed to be makter it. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi is learning the Gemara like Rabbi Elazar, that we're going with Mimenu Leishim, was saying that after something was makter already on the Mizbeach, then you're not allowed to do a further Akhtara. And Rashi is saying that the Gemara's Kasha was, the Hazah is also just like the Akhtara. Hani Hazah is B'makam Akhtara Kaimi. Hazah has the same Isser of Leisek Tiru. And Taisha says, no, Hazahis don't have an Isser of Leisek Tiru. Leisek Tiru means dafka when you burn it on the Mizbeach. But the Gemara's kasha was, how could you burn the kaimitz on the mizbeach? You're taking it from a loik shem and shel metzera, a loik shem and shel metzera, even though it's not mimenu liishim, but we're going to be kiva that shmei karbin as nisabal tektiru. So the Shittim of Kavetzes brings the Riva that's very bothered with Tosfos. He says, I would agree with you that according to Rabbi Kiva, let's say you knocked the basar of a karbin before, even if you knocked it before the Akhtaris Emrim, so it's not mimenu liishim, but lamais it's shmei karbin. It's shmei karbin is an iser akhtar. Mashengi my like shem and shel metzera, and the chayyur who would then the same shaila would apply by mincha kaidim kmitza. Before you went and did the azayis of the like shem and shel metzera, so it wasn't mavur what was going to be used for the azayis and what was going to be the shirayim. You don't know yet, so there can't be this about tektiru then. By, let's say, the basar before the Akhtaris Amarim, so you don't need Mimenu Leishim according to Rabbi Akiva. So we know the basar is a part of the carbon that doesn't belong on the Mizbech. So there's a lav, Leisek Tiru, is a lav deraisa to go and be makdered on the Mizbech. Mashayin Kain, the Shemin, let's say, the Lake Shemin Shel Metzera, before you do the Azayis, you don't know which part is an Avaid is going to be done, the Shemin that does the Azayis, and we don't know which part is the Shirayim. So there can't be a lav Leisek Tiru. Mestama mincha kaidin kmitza also, he would say. After the kmitza, even though before the akhtar, he'd be maskim according to Rabbi Kiva, it is a lav of leisek tiru, which is my carbon. And this is the shirayim. Even though you didn't do the akhtar's kmitza, there wasn't anything mimenu leishim. Rabbi Kiva doesn't need mimenu leishim. Shmai carbon's enough to make an iser akhtar. But before you did the kmitza, we don't know which is the kmitza, which is the shirayim. That there can't be an iser akhtar. That's tiny the shittim mekabetzes on Tosfos. So the shittim mekabetzes holds like Rashi, that the Isser is because you're doing the Hazah. And he says, I Hazah is not Taktara. So he says, just like Rabbi Kiva holds, that you don't need any menulishim, anything that shmei karbon is enough to make an iser aktara, who and then he would hold, you don't need aktara. Point to Rabbi Elazar, the site is that you can't take something which part of it was niktar and be makdiv the rest. So they both need haktara. You need menulishim mamish, that part of it had haktara. Like a karbon, you makdiv a chaylev. Like a mincha, you makdiv a kaimetz. Like a mapanim, you makdiv a bezichim. And the issue is only when you went and you were makdiv the other part, mamish haktara mamish. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't need menulishim, you don't need it to be haktara. L'chatis a'if. And like Shemesh al-Mitzay, which doesn't have Akhtar, since it's Shmai Karban has the Yisr, who and then you don't have to be Makhtar to be over the Yisr. As long as you do an Aveda of a Mizbeach in it, even if it's not Akhtar, also be an Yisr. That's what Hashid the Mekabazis wants to answer, why the Azah should have an Yisr Akhtar, it's not Akhtar. But Rashi clearly doesn't hold this way. I think there are three Shittas. Taisus holds that Sayakoin to Rabbi Elazar, Sayakoin to Rabbi Kiva, the issue is only when you makter it. Now the Shaila is makter what? Rabbi Elazar says only when you makter something which part of it was mukter already. Koshim imenu le'ishim. Like being makter the basar of a karbin, being makter the shirayim of the mincha, being makter the lechem upon him, which of bezichim was mukter, part of it was mukter already. And it has to be only after that part was mukter. That's stating Taisus. And according to Mekiva, the Issa is being mapped to anything which is Shmai Karban. Anything which is Shmai Karban, it doesn't matter if part of it was Mukhtar, it doesn't matter if the Aveda wasn't done yet, if it's Shmai Karban and it doesn't belong on the Mizbeach, there's an Issa. But the Issa is Akhtar, according to Taisus. Sai according to Mekiva, Sai according to Belezer. The Shita Mekavatsis holds that according to Rabbi Elazar that says, Yimenu Leishim, that you need that part of it was Mukhtar to Aser, so then the Issa is to be Makhtar. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Kiva, that says Shmai Karban. So the issue is to do an avoid this carbon. So Agamara that's bothered, how could you do the Azar? There's a problem in Menu Leishim. It goes like Rabbi Kiva. And the issue is to do the Azar after the Kaimus was done. You can't do the Azar. Because just like Rabbi Kiva doesn't need that Akhtar should actually be done to Aser, who had in. If it's a carbon, it's also to do any avodah, not just aktara. That's a shita's mahalach. But Rashi holds the other way. Rashi is clearly learning like Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi clearly, Eifenart says that the problem with the Gemara is kipshutai. Once you are makta the kaimitz, then it's chal Hashem shirayim on the rest, and then there's an issa to be mazit, because that's zah vibes aktara. And it's even more mafurish in Rashi 9 zayinam and aleph, that Rashi asks, now, why don't you first do all the hazayis of the mitzvah, and then fill it up, and then do the kmitz and the avodas mincha, and then you won't have anything shver, Rashi says. So that I think is clear. So Rashi is not learning like Rabbi Kiva that a like shemesh al mitzvah there's an iser aktara. Because a like shemesh al mitzvah is not mimen alishim. The Gemara's kasha was mimen alishim. So in order to answer it back Torah, there has to be a Torah that was done with it. That's Rabbi Eliezer. And still Rashi says that what becomes Aser after Akhtara was done was even Azar. So the three Shittas. Taisus holds that even according to Rabbi Kiva, that in order to make it Aser, Akhtara doesn't have to be done. Shmai Karban's good enough. But what is Aser? The Isser is to do Akhtara, not an Aveda. The Shittas says, then it's totally habaha. According to Rabbi Elazar that says Akhtar has to be done in order to Aser, so then the Isser is to do the Akhtar. But according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that anything that Shmai Karban is Aser, so the Isser is to do any Avedis Karban. And Rashi Osmaker, that even according to Rabbi Elazar, the Isser is only when Akhtar was done, so the Isser would only be after the Akhtar is Kaimitz, but the Isser is to do any Avedis Karban, not Afka Akhtar, Hazoy is Hainu Akhtar di day. That's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus and the Shita. And now let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara was holding that you bring the oil, you bring the Leik Shemen, and you say, if it's for a Mitzvah, it's a Leik Shel Mitzvah. If not, it's for Nedava. You do a Kaimitz, then you fill it back up, then you do 7 Atzais, and then you makdir the Kaimitz. According to Rashi, you do the 7 Atzais, L'shem Eitzim, so to speak, L'shem Mayim, And according to Taisis, you do that Torah HaKemetz L'Shem Eitzim. So the Gemara asks a question like this. But here you have a problem. After you do the Azayis of the Shemen, you're supposed to eat the Shirayim that's from the Shemen. The Kahanim are supposed to eat the rest of the Shemen after he did the Azayis and the Mount of Bahinus of the Shemen. But the problem is, maybe it's in a Dava. Aye, they could eat the Shirayim of a Minchas Nadava also. But the problem is, you have the extra drop of Shemen, which you poured in after the Kaimitz. And there's nothing being matter that drop of Shemen on the side that it's a Minchas Nadava. What's being matter that extra drop of Shemen that you poured in after the Akhtaris HaKaimitz? So the Gemara says to Parakle, you'll pay it, and that's why you'll be able to eat it. So the Gemara says, Kasha, Hecha, where are you going to be paid it? Igavoi, if you're going to be paid it while it's in the Azara, Kamayel Chul Nazar. Iavroi, if you're going to be paid it when it's outside, if Slebi Yetze. So you'll have a Psul Yetze. So Mar says, Lailam Gavoi, really it's inside. V'chulim Mimela Havyin. And it's not a problem of Chulim Bazara because the Chulin was the Mimela. So a few Haris first on the Etzim Anoch of the Gemara. Taisis earlier, and Avainavavim and Bezu Maskel Loig, says that you see from this Gemara Lachara that even if it's Kedusha's Damim, there's not a problem with Chulim Bazar. Because that extra Shemen is not Kedusha's Haguf. Otherwise you can't be paid it. It's Kedusha's Damim. So you see that even though it's Kedusha's Damim, there's not a problem with Chulim Bazar. So Taiz Asakasha, if that's true, that by Kedusha's Damim, there's also not a problem with Chulim Bazar. You now they bring Chulim into the Azara, but if you bring something which has Kedusha's Damim into the Azara, that's Mutter. So what's the problem? Why do you have to make a minchas nedava with a kmitza and have a whole thing with a kmitza and azor and that? Why not just make the whole shemen kedushas dam? Say like this. On the tzad that he's a mitzayr, it should be kedushas agov. And it should be the lake shul mitzayr. On the tzad he's not a mitzayr, let it be kedushas damim. And then we pay for the whole thing. Why do you have to do kmitza, mimak to the kaimitz and everything? Why not just make the entire shemen kedushas damim? Ataisa says, that it's better to make Kedusha's Aguf as much as possible. It's better to make Kedusha's Aguf as much as possible. That's Taisus Taisus. And the Kayanari Shtaltzach HaNakasha, the Fiwa Taisus is saying that anything that's Kedusha's Dumb you could bring into the Azara. So when do you ever have this problem? A lot of times, like, well, you have a problem. A guy's a Suffolk. If he has to bring a carbon, he can't bring a carbon because of Chulam Azara. Just make Kedusha's Dumbim. What you mean a problem with any time you have a problem with Chulam Bazar? A lot of times in the Gemara, a person is stuck. He can't bring the carbon because on the tzad he's not mechuyev with the carbon. It's a problem with Chulam Bazar. Just be makdish kedushas damim. What's the problem? So the Karanayah wants to say that for the issa of Chulam Bazar, including the issa of Shkita's Chulam Bazar, there kedushas damim would help. But for the issa of being makdir, of being makriv, chulun on the mizbeach, like being makriv psulim on the mizbeach, it doesn't help to have kedushas damim. I think he was bothered, I bezei the shemen, why should it help? And he declares to say that a shemen only works because it's b'taruvus. If you have roiv of it, if kedushas aguf, and only a miyat not, so then you won't have an issa. So as long as it's kedushas damim, you won't have a problem. Mashen came to have the entire thing kedushas damim. You can't be makrif kedushas damim do avodas hakorbanos hazonim kedushas damim. There's an iser. Now the emes is Taisin in Menachis that pay him the days says pretty much what he's saying. Taisin had a problem there with the lachmei teida. Why don't you make that the lachmei teida should have kedushas damim in the case where you don't know if it's a teida or tmuris teida. The Gemara says you have a problem with the lachmei teida. What should you do? You can't bring the lachmei teida because on the tzad it's tmuris teida. Does the lachem? So how could you bring chulam ba'azara? So Taisus asks, why don't you just make a Kedushas Damim? So Taisus here in Daf Ayin Zayin says, because you could see it's not Kedushas Damim. Why would you make exactly that amount of lechem, the 40 lechems, 30 matzah, the three types of matzah, one type of chametz? It's not Kedushas Damim. It's nicker, it's not l'shem Kedushas Damim. I mean, that was Taisus Teretz Amin of Vava Basra. That Pei Alpha Beis. Taisus Teretz here was that you don't want people to think that you could be paid the lachmei taida. But Taizim Menachas that payment day says that maybe you can't make Kedushas Damim only when it's Betaruvus, then they will make the Kedushas Damim. But Stam, there'll be an issue of Chulam Bazar by Kedushas Damim. But Taizim here doesn't hold that way. Taizim here was, it's Mashman at Emes, and you can make the entire Shem Kedushas Damim, it won't be any problem. It's just odd if to make a Kedushas Aguf. So to answer Taisis, I saw in the Masifta Gemara, at the Yad Sholem, in the Minchas Yehudi, being some Achreinim, that there's an issa called Shechitas Chulim Ba'azara. That issa is anything which is not Kedusha Guf. Even Kedusha's Dom would have the issa Shechitas Chulim Ba'azara. Then there's another issa, bringing Chulim into Azara, which, like we said before, Taisis holds only issa when you're doing it als Karban, als Kaina Veda. But it's a different issa. And that wouldn't apply if it has Kedusha's Damim. So any carbon, you wouldn't be able to do it because you can't shech the carbon. There's a special issa Shechita that that is applies to anything which doesn't have Kedusha Guf. Even Kedusha Dama won't take off the issa of Shechita Chulin Bazar. But Allah has the Ba'ayil Chulin Bazar, Echnasa Chulin Bazar, there, if it has Kedusha Dama, you don't have the issa. Chayr Gantz Richtig in Pshad and Taisis. Now the Eilish Shleime says, another Mahalach, the Eilish Shleime says a partial reason why you can't go and bring a carbon and make a Kedusha's Damim on the tzad that you're not mechuyev the carbon, it'll be Kedusha's Damim, and then be paid that you won't have a problem. Because it's a din that Yimatvis, the first of all, is an issa to Yimatvis Tamimim for Kedusha's Damim. If it's roi for Kedusha's Aguf, it's an issa to make Kedusha's Damim. Also, there's a halacha that if you are Matvis Tamimim Lebedek Abayis, it becomes Kadosh Kedusha's Mizbech. If it's roi for Kedusha's Aguf, you can't make a Kedusha's Damim. It becomes Kedusha's Aguf. So, male, it's not shver, you should always make a Kedusha's Damim. So, Zakta Eilish Shleimai, I was there, can answer Taisis Kasha. To make the whole look Kedusha's Damim, if the look is Roy for Kedusha's Aguf, you can't make the whole look Kedusha's Damim. It's Roy for Kedusha's Aguf, there's an Isser. To take something which is Roy for Kedusha's Aguf and make Kedusha's Damim. And also, it doesn't work. If you take Shem, which is Roy for Kedusha's Aguf, you make Kedusha's Damim, it could be able to become Kedusha's Aguf. But if it's only a drop, it's not a lug, it doesn't have a shear. You must not have shemel in the dove of a kedusha guf, it has to have a shear of a lug. So that's why on the purta that you're filling it up, there you make it kaddish, will be kedusha's damim. It's not right for anything else. Not right to be kedusha's guf. On the tzadi is not a mitzayra. And you had the loig for the mincha. And you did kmitza, now you refill the loig. The extra shemen you put in, together with the Sharia Mincha, is not Roy for Kedusha Guf. It's not a lying. So, male, it's Kedusha's Damim. And a Kedusha's Damim, there's no Issa of Chulim Bazara. But to make the whole lying Kedusha's Damim, you can't do it. It's Roy Lemisbech. You can't make Kedusha's Damim. Not like Taisis. But that's what Eilish Shleimai wants to answer Taisis Kasha. Very geschmack. And Nacha Ara, which the Chak Nasin mentions on the Taisis earlier, the Ramaskal Loi, because Taisis there said, like we said in the beginning of this year, that the Issa of Chulim Bazar is only when you're doing Eza Aveda. So the Shaila is the Gemara, the Shaila, how could you be paid it? You're making Chulim Bazar. So the Gemara says, you're not bringing in the Chulim Bazar. It was Kachim when you brought it in. You're just being paid it's Mamele Chulim. In fact, the Chak Nasan, what's wrong if it's Chulim Bazar? You're not doing an Aveda afterwards. You do the Kmitza. You fill it up. You do the Azaz. You do the Akhtaris HaKaimitz. You paid the way you filled up, but you're not doing any more Aveda after you paid it. Now you're just eating it. So if there's no Aveda, what's the issue of Chulim Bazar, Lafit Taisis, and the Yishayna Mold, you need Aveda, what's the issue? So the Chaklasin says that since you didn't Aveda already, so that also would be an issue of Chulim Bazar without the Svar of Chulim Mimela Havyan. Even though you're not going to do an Aveda after you paid it, but since you already did an Aveda with it, that also would be called Chulim Bazar. The Chayr the beer is, the Issa of Chulim Bazar is not the Aveda. That's not the Issa. The Issa of Chulim Bazar is bringing Chulim in the Azara B'Tayris carbon. Now, if you don't do any Aveda to it, you don't do Tnufa, or Agasha, or bring it together with the carbon, so then the male, that's not called you bring Chulim Bazar B'Tayris carbon. Stop bringing a sandwich into the Azara, it's not an Issa of Chulim Bazar. It means you bring it b'teiris carbon. But if you brought it in b'teiris carbon, and now you're being paid it, so this is chulin that's b'azara b'teiris carbon. And that the Gemara says, chulin b'meil lahavyin. That's the Chak Nasan starts. That L'Shleimai says, he has the same kasha, he says that since you're eating it, that's called you're doing epis and aveda with it. Now it was a little bit shver to me what the L'Shleimai is. So what's the teretz of chulin b'meil lahavyin? L'maisi you're eating it. If it's just an issue of being there, you could say, I didn't put it there. It was there before I was just paid it. Hashem eating it, so you're doing epis and aveda with it. The Oil Shleim himself says that you can't do the azayis after you paid with it. You don't say chul memel havni, you're doing azayis. You have to do the azayis before the p'diyah. So what about the achila? Unless you say the same word, the achila is not really an aveda. You're just eating it. Now the word is achila, hakabanim, vibes an achila b'tayris carbon, that gives it a tayris carbon. But if it's not called that you brought the chulin to the azar, the chulin memela havin, it's not a problem. Basich nisht. One more error is also is on the Rashi. Rashi asked Akashi, we mentioned this before, that why didn't the Gemara say a different etzah? The Gemara sounds like you first do the kmitza, then you do the azar. I mean, then you mak the kaimitz, you fill it up, and then you fill it up and you do the azayis. Why not do the other way? Why not do all the azayis before the kmitza? Why don't you do all the azayis and then fill it back up and then do the kmitza? And then you won't have any kashas. It's Mashman Rashi, you won't have the kasha of Imenu Le'ishim. I think the reason is because he did the azayis first. And Mimakter after the azayis, that's not called Imenu Le'ishim, like we spoke earlier. But Rashi also says you wouldn't have to be paid it. The Chayinim are bothered, why wouldn't you have to be paid it? The Chak Nasan says, because you have a kmitza on the whole lake. What you did was you went in with Zayik, you did the azayis of the lake. Then you filled it up, and then you did the kmitza of the whole lake. The Gemara's whole kasha was, if you did the kmitza, and then you filled it up, and then you did the azayis, so the extra shemen you did to fill it up, that doesn't have a kmitza to be matterit. But here that you did the azayis first, and then you fill it up, and then you did the kmitza, so you have a kmitza on the whole lake. That's what the Chak Nasan explains. But l'chayr it's a plia, like it says in the L'shem Zevach, on the sand that this is Shem and Shel Metzayra. So come this is not a Minchas Nadava. So Shem and Shel Metzayra, Tazayis Amatad Yishrayim. Now you put an extra oil. So what? You did a kmitza. But on the sand it's not a Minchas Nadava, you don't have a full leg. You only have a drop of Shem and mix into the shiare of the leg Shel Metzayra. The kmitza is nothing. The kmitza works if it's a milchas adava. You have a leik, shem, it's milchas adava. The kmitza is matter the whole thing. But on the side, it's shem and shel mitzayra. So then forget it. It's all leik, shem and shel mitzayra. You did the azayis, and that's matter what's left over with the shem. But now you filled up extra shemen. That shemen is not a shem and shel adava. It doesn't have a shear. It's not a leik. So why would you need to be paid it? That was in a pal. A lot of achrenim speak about it. Also, Mishal Shver is Rashi's Teretz. Rashi's Teretz is, and the reason why you don't do first the Avoda of the Mitzayra, the Azayis and everything, and then fill it up and then do a Kmitza, because on the Tzadi is not a Mitzayra, so you're doing Azayis, you're wasting the oil, that's a Shem and Adava. You can't go and waste oil, it's a Shem and Adava. You ma'abed the Kachim is Veach. So that's why you do Kmitza first. And then even if it's, he's a mitzayer, so it's not a problem because you're mamalayit. It's also very shver. But in the tzadit shem and shel mitzayra, see, you're doing, you're taking a handful, you're taking a kmitza from the shem and shel mitzayra and burning on the mizbeach, l'shem meitzim. Why isn't that being ma'abit to catch him? What's the difference? Either way, you're being ma'abit. If it's shem and shel mitzayra, so the kmitza is being ma'abit, the shem and shel mitzayra. If it's a milchus adava, so the azah is being ma'abed, the milchus adava. Either way, whatever you do first is being ma'abed, and on the side it's the other one. What does Rashi mean? The Shver Kasha, the same Kachim learns that that's Gufa Taisis Kasha at the end of the Vimaskal Loig. As I fashteach what the same Kachim is saying. The Shver Kasha, Eilu Shleime is Marichan et Oda Achreinim, Mitzarechian. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara is another kasha. The Vam Rabbi Shimon, name is Nandvin Shemin. This goes like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon holds that you can't make Shemin as an Adava. So the Gemara answers to Kune Gavrishani. This whole carbon Adava of Shemin is not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you're not Menadev Shemin. So the Gemara says to Kune Gavrishani. So Taiz is very bothered. Two kashas. First of all, if me there I see an Alabi Menadev Shemin, so how could you do it with the Kune Gavri, even if it's the only Eitzah? How the Mitzayra could become Torah, but if you can't do it, you can't do it. Then the second gash is, if there's a din of Amos, not of Shemin, so it's not a carbon, so it's Chul and Gemurin. How would that help you, Bechlal? So Taisa says, Tema Ide Isa come Rav Shimon Amos Nadvin. Sounds like Taisa had a tzad that maybe it's only Midar Abana, you're not Menadiv Shemin. And then it wouldn't be Shver, because it is a carbon, and the Rabbanan would allow you to be Eivet, this is the Rabbanan, because of Tikkuni Gavra. But the Sasemis is very bothered. How could you say it's Midar Abana? Why would the Midar Abana take away the carbon of Shemin? Why? Vasepis. Very strange. If the Torah may have the carbon of Shemin, and Rav Shimon says, no, you're not allowed to be Menadiv Shemin, why would he do that? Sounds like it's their Isa. See, after Isa's Kasha, the Sasem is close to say that when it says to Kune Gavrishani, it means that there's no Isa of Chulam Ba'azara. There's a man named Chulam Ba'azara is live their Isa. So Mela, you could go and bring the Leg Shemin and say, if it's Leg, it's very good. If not, it's Chulam. And the Isa of Chulam Ba'azara is Kune Gavrishani. But the Gemara is very much not Mashman that way. I saw the Mikdash David, in Perik Yud Aleph, he says, as ever you find the Gemara in Daf Lamed Dalad that declares it says according to Yish Lakish in one lashon that you can actually bring Avery Chaya on the Mizbeach, because the Torah gave Karbonis for Behema for Baka Vitzayin. That's the mitzvah, but there's no Isser to bring Avery Chaya. So Vais Dais, it's shayach to say that it's a carbon, even there's no mitzvah for it. There's Rav Shimon Olzeim, and Avin Shemin means that the Torah never prescribed the carbon of Shemin. There's no mitzvah to bring a carbon of Shemin. So mainly, you don't bring it, Tachman, if there's no mitzvah, so you don't do it. But there's no issa b'chlal, and Nishna Demet, there's no issa b'chlal, it's not chulin b'azara. It could have a shame carbon, but it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. So it's a naya carbon that you made up, but that's not called chulin b'azara. Now, normally, you wouldn't do it, Nachman. If it's not a mitzvah, you don't do it. But for Tikkuni Gavra, you could do it. As I state in the Mikdash David Achidish. Now, let's see a little bit the next sugi, the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Evri Chadish in the Sarvu be Evri Oila. Let's say you have Evarim, the limbs, the pieces of meat of the Chadish mixed up with the piece of meat of the Oila. So what do? The Oila you mechuyiv to burn on his back. The Chadish you mechuyiv to eat. What do you do with it? You put it on the Mizbech. That's your Blezer Shita, that you're allowed to, even though Namal is a din of Imenu Leishim, is a din of Baltak Tiru, you're not allowed to be Makdir, the Evarim of the Chattas, because since you're, the Chel of the Chattas goes Leishim, so the Evarim of the Chattas has a lava Baltak Tiru, but you're allowed to do Leishim Eitzim. That's what the Gemara said before. This was the Blezer that we're coming from. And the Chum say, no, you're not allowed to do L'Shem Eitzim. Tuvitz Ras and Yetzel Beis Reifa, you have to wait till it's nicer, and then, and burn this Psulei Mekdashim. There's nothing you can do. You can't eat it because of the Ayla. You can't put it on the Mizbeach because of the Chat. There's nothing you can do with it. Wait till it becomes Pasul and burn it. So Gemara Darshan's Rabbi Lazar from Apostolic and Mizbeach Le'al Reach Nechayach Le'chayach Le'mal Avatamay L'Shem Eitzim. That's that pasuk Kichal Sar v'Chol Dvash Zaktiu Menu Isha LaShem that it says after Zomuzbech Li'al L'Reich Nichayach, and that's where we learn out that Menu Li'ishim is a din about Taktiu, and it says Zomuzbech Li'al L'Reich Nichayach. If you're not doing it L'Reich Nichayach, there's no Isser. And the Rabbanan say Oisam Oisam Yatamal Avotamal L'Shem Eitzam Amidei Achrini Loi Tzdafka Oisam Oisam, meaning Sar and Dvash, they, since it says Oisam, so that teaches you that this din that you can do L'Shem Eitzim is dafka by Sar and Vash. If you want to take Sar and Vash and use it as fuel on the Mizbeach, L'Shem Eitzim, that's mutter. But not anything else that you're not allowed to be makdir, you can't be makdir, even L'Shem Eitzim. So Biskirov says a vart, that L'Chayin the Gemara it's mashma, that let's say someone has something which is really royal akhtar, and he puts it on the Mizbeach, he doesn't put it on the Mizbeach, for Tzarech Akhtar, he puts on a Mizbeach L'Shem Eitzim. Is he Yaitzim the Mitzvah Akhtar? So I can basically have it's Mashma, yeah. Because you need a special Miyot. There's an Isser Akhtar of Tzarech Dvash. You need a special Miyot that Tzarech Dvash, there's no Isser when you do it L'Shem Eitzim. And Rabbi Lez extends that also to Avri Chattas, and they run and say, no, Eitzim tells you not the way. And later the Gemara has a different drash, that a different machlokes, that Reva v'Nirva, everyone agrees is Aser, and Evrei Chattas, everyone agrees is Mutter, and the Shail is Balmum, and that's the Shail of Drash is Hapsukim, that Reva v'Nirva, you don't have a din, that you're allowed to do it L'Shem Eitzim, a male that's Aser. So Vaisis, it is Akhtara. it's only legabe suriak torah, the elashay meitzim is mutta. But if it's not a suriak torah, if I carry it to something which is ak torah, it sounds like it would be ak torah. He mentions that Taizan that pay aleph sounds not that way. Taizan pay aleph is mashma. That if you hold his din l'shem eitzim, is mutter. So who a din, if you do a zrika l'shem ayim, it won't be considered a zrika, he says, with tzarechin. Because the pashas is mashma, it's also me and akro on the isser akhtar, if I say this called akhtar. So the Gemara asks Kasha, what does your blood need isam for? And the Gemara says, So the Brisker Rav and the Sasemis, they're both aimed on the same Nakuda. They want to bring a raif in this Gemara that Lagabi the Etzim Din Akhtara, a Kevish is not Kemizbeach. Because if you're going to say that Namal Akhtara, the Kevish, bribes a Kevish Kemizbeach, so why would you need a Ribuy of Kevish Kemizbeach? Pshita, if it's Kevish Kemizbeach, Linyan Akhtara, so why would you need a Ribuy Lagabi the Issa of Sarud Vash? And the Rav says further, so maybe you'll say that that the din of Sarud Vash is not totally in the Akhtara. The din of Sarud Vash is an ayin din that you can't put it on the Mizbeach, Gufa. Even though the first pasuk says just the sektir menu isha l'Hashem. Second pasuk says on Mizbeach l'yal l'rech nichayach. But he says, it's like a wouldn't shim with Rashi. Rashi holds that the Azov, the Shem and Mitzvah is called Akhtara. Vaisis and Avaidis and Mizbeach is called Akhtara. So if this is an Avaidah, why wouldn't it be called Akhtara? Vice dice, there's no din aktar in the kevish. So if I can't, now that you have a ribu, the ribu is that the iser aktar applies by the kevish, but the etzim chiv aktar wouldn't work by the kevish. That's tiny to biskrav and the svasemis. Svasemis brings, I mean, Taisis on the Afchavavim base talks about if the din of kevish kim isbeach, like Abba Zrika Shleibim Kaimai, if that would also be called a Zrika, he says, yeah. And he brings his machlaikis early in the Afsamachay, if you can make a marach on the seviv. So he's a little bit bothered. If the seiv, which is not ma'akiv, you can make a ma'aracha, sochaya kolshke in the kevish. And the kash is so stark. Even the seiv is not ma'akiv, but the seiv has a dim mizbech. If you make one, the kevish is a kevish. It's not, it doesn't have a dim mizbech. And even if the gabi zrika has a mizbech, it's not dafka the gabi akhtara. Hakoponim, that's what they want at Aina. The Rav brings a bigger raya, that if you're going to say that you can make it, you can make Akhtara on the Kevish. So there are Rabbanan that say Tarti Shmamina. And Dafka Lagabe Sarin Vash, there's a Rebbe of Kevish Kemizbeach and Midi Achrini Loi. So Kum Dais, you'd be allowed to be Makhtar Evrei Chatas on the Kevish. And if you're going to say that the Kevish is good, you can make Akhtara, you can make a Marocha, make a fire, and make Akhtara in the Kevish. So why do you have to throw out the Avery Chattas and the Avery Eulish in the Sarev? Do the Akhtar in the Kevish. Because the Gabi, the Mitzvah Akhtar, you're telling me the Kevish is good. And the Gabi, the Isser, it's Tafka by Sarud Vashimai, but the Kevish comes back. But me, the Achrini Loi. So what's wrong? Vice Day says, you say that the Kevish, you can't be Mekayim a Mitzvah Akhtar in the Kevish, period. The only Shal is the Gabi Isser Akhtar there by Sarud Vashimai, but Kevish comes back, me, the Achrini Loi. But does state that there's no din kevish k'mizbeach l'gabe akhtar. Does state in the Biskira.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.